And now we come to Bitrise TV. As our third one. But first I'm drinking something. So this is the sip sound. Sip, 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 sip. Yes, thank you very much. No, because talking so long takes a bit. So now come the better thing, which will make our life even better, because this cancer stuff, I don't want to do it. I want to come on Bitrise without any fear of someone who wants to fight me because I said something wrong or whatever. It's not nice. So, Bitrise TV, we have the first television station on Gopher Space. Yes, on Bitrise. ADC is not now here. I think he's at some house having fun and love with some women. So, but he made a big contribution. So this is our logo. So I made this. It looks nice. I mean, it looks like a TV. If it's not strange, it is normal TV. This is our motto. So, seize the memes of production. Please, people, all meme workers of the world, unite. We have to do this. The world revolution of memes is coming closer. And we are the people who will do that. Spread the word and seize the memes of production. How will we do that? We will unite for a better future of all mankind through education at the Meme University. So get your meme degree. All workers at the meme farms and the meme mines should have a meme degree. Through freedom and social safety of free memes, all our memes are free. Take them as you need it. Take them to your needs. Through communication and meme exchange, come on Bitrise Meme on ircbitrise.org, and there you see new memes. You can spread memes, you can add memes, you can propose memes. It's free meme exchange and trade. Through automation and meme processing, look at Anna, how she's doing meme processing, filtering, and through fun and happiness on Bitrise TV. Memes of all countries are growing. With the meme mass growing, we need to bring this pleasure to all people. So a new way of presenting free and public memes had to be found. Future possibilities are endless. Let me show me you how we do this and what this means. So what we are now talking about at Bitrise TV is something which is a accumulation of many things we have done at different places, and then this made Bitrise TV possible. Like, we collected content of memes with Anna, so now we have a big directory full of memes. What do we do with memes? Yes, we look at memes, but maybe we could do something else. Then we added a streaming support of a Gopher to MPV, FFmpeg, VLC, so we can see memes easily. Next, people are needed. ADC started to work on it. He just did it because he liked it. And then it was extended. And now we have a bigger project, which is getting bigger and adds more features to make more for people happy. Technology is needed. Bitrise.org, for example, is big. I extended the course just for video processing, so we can do that. And for now, I mean, I'm paying some more money, it's like €5, but for this we get more fun, and this happiness and change of hormones in our bodies is worth more than the money I'm investing. That's what I say as a doctor. So this more like meme therapy. Yes, good idea. Maybe add meme therapy as an international standard. How things come together? Look at Bitrise TV. Something about meme therapy. Actually, there are reports of people who use memes to cure depression or make it better, because by showing them instant fun or instant difference to their hard reality or the mood they're in, this gives them some hope that there's a better way. Of course, mental illnesses are not that easy, but it's a way, it's a tool for keeping people away from suicide, because every died human is a lost one and we should prevent this. Technology. We're using MPV, playlists, memes of course, FFmpeg for the generation, Image Magic for the title generation, and Unix to glue it all together. The idea is to playlist stream. So what's the difference? The constant video streaming is of course one constant content going through a connection, and this is then streamed. But this is wasteful. Like if you look at a YouTube video of some presentation and compare it to what I'm presenting now, here you can easily see the text. There you have to watch and see whenever the video camera is there, and you can't easily jump to the next one because you have no control. This is the waste I'm talking about. And so we make playlists, and playlists just tell some player, go to this file, read it and show it. And this makes it easy to split up the whole program into small parts. BitrageCon has a grab for video conferences. Joshua, not for now, but good idea. It allows easier spreading of content, easier mixing of memes because of the meme standard, for example. You could add many meme caches to one big playlist instead of having them copied around and encoded in a big stream. And so we save bandwidth, we save CO2 and resources, and need less server power, less server resources, and make more people happy. And it allows different media, all supported by your player. For example, if you modify MPV to support 3D objects, we could make a stream of 3D objects shown to you moving around, like some 3D moving standard in a file. It's all possible. Just use your imagination. Yes, 3D objects, of course, could tell you, go for VR. We could do go for VR streaming, to maybe do some 3D Marvel picture movie generated in your Gopher client. Yes, spinning banana, good one. So here's the script. This is some hard-coded stuff, but I will talk to you about this hard-coded stuff because maybe someone can help to make it more easier to port over. So this is standard stuff, git pull, get me the latest Anna hashtags and memes, because we will work with them. Then take the tag file where all the hashes are stored, generate title slides, then make out of these title slides a video, because you can't simply show some JPEG. You have to make it for some seconds a video, so people have time to look at it, because the image would be gone in no time. Then generate theme dimensions. I will talk about dimensions in later slide. And generate the news. This is about new tags. Then sort this and make the all stream. So you have one stream where you see all memes. It's very long, but this is the stream which you can watch to... we had the stats of meme when talking about Anna. This is the way, if you really want to look at all of it, just use this stream. You also can use it like randomly, like you get the all.m3u and then use a randomizer and shuffle and then use this on your TV screen. And then there is a second script for Gopher, and we want to extend this too. So for now the dimensions are generated from hash name minus something, but of course this like here Gopher could be somewhere else in the meme. Like everything could end in meme, or there could be victim inside of it. We're still not decided how to easily generate this, or how to select this, because other stuff is easy to select, but selecting words inside, we're working on this. If anyone has an easy good idea to maybe split everything up with a minus and then make some hierarchy of what is there, and then if there are more than 25, that's how dimension is generated, give us a list for that. It's easy to extend. It would be just one script, like you see, this is a big pipe, to generate them. Like the grep E for Gopher, if you modify this for what I said now, that you generate how many occurrences of some word appear, you just pipe it in and it would generate the playlist. Then generate the index and remove what we have left over. And here is some gimmick. Maybe you have realized it already. When you generate a playlist, it will add an interlude. Interlude is like the gibberish or these ends you see on analog TV. You don't see on digital TV anymore. But we had added it, so it looks like real TV. So you have the feeling. Dimensions. So our channels are dimensions. If you have a namespace, a meme namespace like the Bitrage one, then if there are more than 25 memes beginning with that, and dimension is automatically generated. Like I did one for some trees, or when you, for example, add some more for Slav or make Odin memes, it will automatically generate the dimension after you reach 25 memes. So for now we have 22 dimensions, so 22 channels, or however you call it in the old analog TV times. But we still have the way to go for satellite TV, that's like 300 to 400 channels. So here are our dimensions. Of course in 20H, ADC, American, Apple, Bitrage, Bob, Boop, British, Cat, Corona, Dutch, French, German, Gopher, Happy, I, Italian, Linux, Mangrove. This one I made, just you watch Mangroves. Beautiful Mangroves. Seal, Slav, Systemd, Toilet, Trump, and of course all. And of course if there's a TV, you need a remote control. And this is called the Bitrage TARDIS, because you use the TARDIS to travel through dimensions and time and space. It's easy to install. I mean, you can install it or just run it that way. Check it out, TARDIS. On first run, it will check out Anna. So also takes a bit longer for the memes. And then it's calling D menu for selecting your dimension you want to watch, and it calls MPV. It's really, really easy. Easy and simple, switching between dimensions. So mainstream TV, by having support for Gopher in MPV and everywhere you can post a playlist on your Kodi, on your media center. So posting one of these mailing lists to FFmpeg or MPV use somewhere will automatically allow you to play them on your TV. Yes. We have mainstream TV support simply by allowing this technology. Look at the TLS talk of Parasite, what he's saying. We have mainstream media software influence. Of course, we are not part of the Gopher culture, because we posted the wrong yellow people poll. But we actually got it into many programs, so you can use Gopher everywhere. Your new evening TV. If you come back from your meme mine or your meme farm, because this is what the average meme worker does, just run this command and you will see what we did the whole day long. All new memes. Of course, you can use your favorite dimension if you like, but this is when you for following the memes. Like I told you, we have too many memes. And this is the new way, so you can easily see all new memes and be cool and reuse them next time you come on Bitrage and want to show your meme degree was worth it, paying for it. Setting up your own Gopher TV station. As you have seen, there are some hard-coded things, like in Anna, for example, but it's not that hard. You need the Anna repository. You need some directory where everything's generated and the Gopher surfing and nothing else. So this could be easily made some variables in front of all the scripts which can be modified for your own Gopher TV station. And you can use a remote cache. It's all modular. You could download memes from Bitrage for your own Gopher TV station, modify the namespace to your local one. Use whatever you like. It's just Unix and file systems. And but if you make it possible, just send, please give us patches so even more people can have their own TV station. Example dimension. So if you hurl, for example, slav.m3u, as you can see, it's just next m3u playing list. It's so simple. It's just line by line. It's beautiful technology, like RSS, but without XML. And if you join the development, join the software. No, sorry for singing. All patches are welcome. Please join if you have any ideas. Bring them in. If maybe you want to join dimensions or add some time to the dimensions, slow it down, or add YouTube videos, or make dimensions to YouTube thing, or dimensions to Twitch thing, please send us the, because everything's possible now. It's just simple tools. It's just putting MPEG somewhere, making a video stream. It's so simple. So any questions? Anyone has? I hope I cheered you people a bit up with this good idea we had about Bitrush TV and showing memes. It's always funny for me to watch it, because please try out one of the streams. Even if you don't want to, just look at one. So you see, for example, the picture which tells you which meme is coming. I worked on this for hard. It was really hard to make. Look at the background, for example, this nice, beautiful grass landscape. Maybe you remember where it is from, or the nice TV, which is from Soviet Russia. So any questions? Any questions? What is the URL? Evil Bob of what? Of Yeah, I'm posting it for you. This one, for example. Or this one. It's all REST based. REST, but no XML. People did not approve XHTML over Gopher. Okay, thank you, especially ADC, for your hard work. You made the first encodings, you made the first patches, you made it work. And then I came in and took the reference and extended it. But that's how open source works. You make something simple, which is just a hobby project, nothing serious. And then someone comes along and makes it something serious, something big. And that's why what we're here for. That's what Bitrush is about. Thank you very much for listening. So next is the band party. Thank you.